This is the dam that created Lake Allegan. Pull into one of the parking areas while John Lurg tells you more about it.
The river is a fascinating subject in itself. The dam was built in the early 1900s, and of course, that dam is tall enough to obstruct fish passage up and down the river. And so fishes that do travel, and most do, oftentimes congregate at the pool below the dam. That pool has been armored with large boulders and pieces of concrete to prevent the erosive nature of moving water from destroying or undermining the dam itself. And so there's a habitat there for fishes that's different than any place else in the river. That portion of river, that portion of the county is very sandy. And so this provides that habitat diversity that attracts fish. The one that is the flag bearer, in my opinion, for years and years and years, has been the lake sturgeon. And they do, although their numbers have been decimated in Michigan, a few do find their way up to the dam in the spring every year, and they do attempt to spawn there. Fishermen can see them porpoising at times and enjoy the antics of these huge, huge fish. More recently, walleye are working their way up to that point. All of our trout and salmon species that inhabit Lake Michigan find their way up there on occasion in their particular time to spawn. We have a great run of suckers that find their way up, native to the river and the Great Lakes. There's just a host of different fish species that find their way into the Kalamazoo River and up to that dam. Fishermen need to have a fishing license from the state. In addition, they need an expanded license that allows them to take trout and salmon if that's what they're targeting. The dam site is set up with fishing sites on the south side of the river and north side of the river, and a boater access site on the north side of the river. The dam was built by Consumers Energy, at the time Consumers Power, to generate electrical energy. It still operates today.
There is sure a lot to see here, so take some time to stretch and explore. As you leave the dam, you'll be driving through the state game area. Play Track 9 as you're driving to learn more about this area.